Well, today on KCOW, we're going to visit for just a moment here with Chaz Lyric. Chaz is representing the Alliance Public Schools Foundation, and we're going to talk about an event that's coming up here during Heritage Days. This is the Alliance Public Schools Foundation Classic Golf Scramble.
Correct.
In years past, it had been known as the Mike Garwood Memorial Golf Scramble.
Yes.
The Garwood family has decided that they're not going to run that anymore. So
right.
The Public Schools Foundation, Chaz, has graciously kind of picked up the ball and run with it. And we're now going to be known as the Public Schools Foundation Classic Scramble. So that's
right.
Great. So we can keep it going.
We can keep it going. Like you said, last year, Tim Garwood and the family decided that after I think it's been 8 years, mm-hmm. they had that golf tournament, and it was a lot of work, which I realized, and so they said, well, we just don't have the energy to do it. So I played it last year. We decided to take it to the foundation board. We took it to the board and said, let's take it over. Mm-hmm. And so we did. So Doug at the golf course put it on the schedule, and it's coming up in about a week and a half.
I tell you, yeah, the Saturday of Heritage Days
correct.
Is when this will be. And so as we're recording this, it's about a week and a half away. Still plenty of time to register, and kind of just like the Mike Garwood Memorial Tournament, it is a four-person, 18-hole scramble format.
Correct.
And so we want folks to sign up as teams. That would be preferred, probably, right?
That'd be preferred, yeah. And if they don't have a team, we can make up a team for them. But, you know, if you want to pick up, and it's not only men. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a women's division, and we'll also have a mixed division. So
good.
If men and women want to play together, we'll have that also.
Now, be depending on the number of teams, but you're going to try to limit it to 36 teams.
Correct.
But probably be flighted and all that. So
yes.
There'll be great opportunities to play some fun golf and
yeah.
to win some prizes.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We've got some great flag prizes.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give you an example, I called my sister, who actually her husband works for the Carolina Panthers, who is the head of security. And Susie said, how would you like some Carolina Panthers things? So we've got some of those coming. Quail Hollow, which is in Charlotte, which has a national golf course. She's picking up some things there for flag prizes. So it's going to be some nice flag prizes, I think, this year.
That is really nice. You know, it's nice when you can have a good variety like
correct.
That. The entry fee is going to be $75 per person. That works out to $300 per team. And that basically gets you everything, doesn't
everything.
It?
Everything. That's the cart. That's the 18 holes of golf. That's the flag prizes, and then also we have a steak dinner afterwards, which is going to be a great ribeye steak.
Mm-hmm.
And all the dressings on that, so that includes everything.
It's
correct.
Always good. It's
yes.
always good
yes.
when you cook it out there. If you'd like to just come and eat, you don't want to play golf. If you'd like to just come and eat, you can also get a social ticket. Those are $25, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so there are people that like to do
well,
that.
But that and also
sure.
spouses.
Right, sure.
If they want to bring the spouse out, mm-hmm. then it'll be $25 extra on that just for the food.
Okay. Also, the Alliance High School Cross Country team is going to be doing lunch prior to tea time, and tea time is going to be about 12:30.
12:30, and they'll start serving lunch about 11 o'clock. So they'll mm-hmm. charge for that,
right.
but you'd have a little lunch before you mm-hmm. Start teeing off, so that'll be great.
And proceeds from that are going to go to the cross-country team.